And as the Cherry Blossom Festival begins, an outcry that some of the trees are about to be sacrificed.
They've done their job. They've given us a little splash of color in the spring.
Why tree experts say a plan to cut down these cherry trees might actually be a good thing. Vancouver's cherry trees are in full bloom just in time for today's start of the Cherry Blossom Festival. But not everything is picture perfect. The Cherry Festival is something we adopted from the Japanese, and it's steeped in tradition and history. But a little irony crept into the opening festivities today when we learned that some cherry trees nearby are in danger of getting cut down to make way for development.
80 years ago, the city of Yokohama, Japan, made its sister city, Vancouver, a gift of cherry blossoms. Today, over 40,000 of the trees grace our streets, our parks, even our downtown core.
You watch people walk by the downtown where there's trees in blooms. They stop, they look, they take pictures. I think that's important because it gets them involved in their environment and the living things around them.
Peter Krook is a landscape architect, thus his passion for things that bloom. Among his creations, the gardens around the 30-year-old Burrard SkyTrain station, which envelops its visitors in a comforting pinkish-white embrace this time of year.
The idea then was to create a celebration of spring, a special place where when you come out of the tunnels of downtown into the open space, that in spring it was just a huge celebration of color.
Little wonder this place has become the epicenter of Vancouver's annual Cherry Blossom Festival.
Take the time to find out where you want to wander.
To help set the mood this year, a strolling minstrel, singing his father's song about taking the time to appreciate the things around you.
The main thing of the festival is bringing people together to walk and talk and hang out under the beautiful canopies of cherry blossoms, which is such a unique thing of the city.
Throughout this month, the festival's website will direct cherry blossom enthusiasts to trees that are in bloom, like these 30-year-old beauties in a plaza at Thurlow and Alberni. Trees Peter Krook also played a role in introducing to the city.
As a landscape architect, we plant things and 30 odd years later, they're still there and they get better and better over time, and that's really what it's all about. Yeah.
Unfortunately, these trees may soon be gone. Plazas aren't as popular as they used to be. Open space just isn't as lucrative as retail space. Their future has yet to be decided by the city. As for the future of other trees and other plazas,
the cherries definitely won't disappear from the urban fabric. Having that relationship with something that's living and alive, that's changing and grows over time is so important to us.
Linda Aylesworth, Global News.